This weekend, General Michael E. Langley became the first black Marine in the service's 246-year history to become a four-star general, the Marine Corps' most senior rank. And this promotion is especially monumental given the general's family ties to the Montford Point Marines, the first black recruits to join the service in 1942. And for more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Joe Geter, Public Relations Officer for the National Montford Point Marine Association. Good to have you with us.
Good afternoon. Good to be here. Thank you.
Boy, the Marine Corps began admitting African-American troops in the early 40s. This has been a long time coming, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. As a matter of fact, on August 26th, it will be the 80th anniversary of the first African-American arriving at what was then Montford Point Camp, a segregated training facility in Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Why do you think it took so long?
Wow. I don't know if you have enough time, Dan, to tell the truth, but it was a progression. I mean, it took a long time for the first black general, Frank Peterson, in 1978, who also was the first two-star. And then we got a few three-stars in the early 90s. So it's been a progression, just like it took so long for blacks to first come in 1942, when the Marine Corps was founded in 1775. It took a while to get to this step, and it was plenty of capable three-star generals that I believe were qualified, but because of the timing in politics, it just didn't happen. But we're just happy it happened now.
I'm looking at this picture in the New York Times of the general, and there are so many emotions going across his face.
There's
happiness, there's sadness, there's relief. He looks tired. I mean, it's a wonderful picture. So when you have a distinguished career like the general has, what more do you have to do or accomplish to get that final star, that fourth star?
Again, it's timing, it's command, who's ever commandant, who's ever president. So it takes a lot. And I know that picture you're talking about. The New York Times says that he was finally, I think they used the word giving, his fourth star. Make no mistake, he earned every opportunity he had, from an early artillery officer in 1985 up to one, two, and three star. And now he's going to take over the African command, I believe, Tuesday, August 9th, as has been reported.
What, all the service branches right now have been having a tough time in the last couple of years, and part of this is because of COVID with recruitment. Do you think this will be used as a selling point to African-Americans, that he should go out and talk to people about what you can accomplish, what he did accomplish?
And I hope he does. The disadvantage to that is he's going to be assigned, again, to the African command, so I think he's going straight to that command headquarters. We're hoping beyond hope that he will be able to come to Jacksonville, North Carolina, on August 25th, when we celebrate the 80th anniversary of the first blacks coming in the Marine Corps at Montford Point Camp. We know the Commandant will be there, the Commandant of the Marine Corps, and we know the Secretary of the Navy is going to be there. And we usually have a handful of African-American officers, active or retired, that come and do just that. They say these are the opportunities that can be ahead of you. And they talk to our young Marines. We have between 50 and 100 of these young Marines coming to our celebration at the end of the month, and they're going to meet a couple of three-star generals that may have been, should have been a four-star, to include Lieutenant General retired Walt Gaskin, a highly capable and general officer, but the timing just wasn't right for him to make four-star, but he's still making an impact as a retired three-star general.
Tell us about this general's ties, his family ties to the Marine Corps.
I'm not familiar with his family ties. I've heard some reporting on it, but I just don't want to comment on it because I don't know anything firsthand. I know there's a lot of Marines that I know speak highly of him. I didn't know him personally, but I've known well over half the almost 30 African-American general officers that have served since 1978. But I know everybody I know that speaks about him, and we had a long conversation about him yesterday because I was with the national president, Dr. James T. Everhart of the Montford Point Marine Association, and we could not be at his promotion at 8th and I in Washington, D.C., because we had committed to the Negro League All-Star Game where Dr. Everhart threw out the first pitch. But he knew the general, knows the general, a lot more than I do, and he was just speaking highly of him during our whole conversation.
What is his reputation as a leader?
Stern but fair. He has been described as reserved because he's not a boisterous person, but most of those who reach that rank are not. But he has a listening ear, and if you have something to say, and he'll listen to you. And if it makes sense, he'll listen harder. But fair and stern are the two words that I heard described him the most.
He's 60 years old. Do you think he has a few years left? What do you think he's going to do after this?
Well, I hope so. Now that he's a four-star, and as you mentioned, the first four-star, and now there are more opportunities for four-star generals in the Marine Corps and the other armed forces because of the commands we have, Central Command, African Command, and the other commands that we have across the specter of the Department of Defense. Do I hope beyond hope that he may be the first African-American commandant of the Marine Corps? Yes, I do. But again, it's about timing. Yeah. It depends on how long he serves in the command and when does the commandant retire. So timing is everything, but that would be the ultimate, to have an African-American four-star general as commandant of the Marine Corps. That, of course, has never happened.
He looks, and from the stories I've heard, the kind of person I'd want to sit down and just talk to for a few hours, but certainly not the type of person that I'd want to get on the wrong side of, like you say.
Exactly. Very well said. I couldn't agree with you more.
Joe, good to talk with you, too. Joe Gueter, Public Relations Officer for the National Montford Point Marine Association.